Yeah, that is really essential. And I see your point that without that, we can very easily lose our way.
But starting is a challenge, I hear you, particularly because young people have been, as you said, discouraged from doing this analysis because it's not talked about anywhere. I mean, where would it be talked about for young people to even begin thinking that there's something wrong with saying our future is just making democracy real, right? We just have to make a democracy real. That's all you hear. The limits of discourse are from making democracy real to making democracy real. And so that means getting active. So I'm going to go get active because that way I'm making democracy real. I am being the change that we want to see. I mean, it all sounds very nice and there's a circular logic to it. If you start being active, you are active and you are being that change and blah, blah, blah. Except it doesn't change the system fundamentally. It may cause the system to have to adjust to you doing your own thing. But it hasn't addressed the key underpinnings of the system: atomization, hierarchy, the division between mental and manual labor, the lack of access to land, the absence of a vision. If you do the analysis, then you know the kinds of action that have to all be tied together.
Well, I think it's really important that we have this discussion with everyone, this particular discussion, because it's very key and important a part of us, of our existence, possibly. And I just know that that is going to be a huge hurdle for people to get over.
Well, don't be careful the messages you tell yourself, right?
Well, just
It could
the
be a,
conversations that I've had with
I mean, look
people.
how Occupy, bam, overnight.
But and that's why I'm saying that it happened with people with very different trains of thought coming together and doing it, and that is more the important thing, that people come together.
Behind a clear goal, right?
Well, and that's what I'm saying is that yes, behind a clear goal, but again, we are coming from very different places. So who that person right now out there who believes so wholeheartedly about democracy and making that work, how is their path going to coincide with your path,
Well,
Raven?
I've argued that the homeless, so-called homeless problem, the manufactured homeless problem, is perhaps the best way to start if it embraces everyone across society, because everyone, and I can speak personally on this, everyone is tired of being approached on the street and being asked for money. And so when I start trying to have a conversation with somebody, oh no, you are not another one. Please just leave me alone. I'm just trying to walk down the street. I'm just trying to have my coffee. Leave me alone, right? So what I'm saying is that if we were to start talking about a vision of the future that starts with this intractable problem, because if it were addressed using an accurate analysis, it would address multiple of the structural supports of this class system. It means we come together across class, we abolish the false divisions, it means we are claiming land, we are reclaiming our own bodies, we are saying this land needs to be communal, that we're going to design this structure that is self-sustaining and that it is, in fact, part of longer discussions around societal design. I mean, this homeless manufactured problem tied to the need for a community center for community design. Either one or both or some combination thereof would excite us, I feel, from my conversations with people. And why not simply start talking about a single goal that addresses multiple structural supports of this system? It's a way to say, you know, we need to start saying what we want. We've never been asked. So why not? I think that makes sense. I mean, we've been just along for the ride for millennia. It makes sense at this juncture when the economy is crashing, because the earth can only be consumed once, when it's so clear the so-called leaders have driven us right off the cliff. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. You find it, I mean, there was a story I read recently from Russia where folks were so done with the complete incompetence of the so-called governance structure, they just stepped up and started addressing this crisis themselves. And this is happening all over the place where We are recognizing globally that our power is not only not being used, it's being systematically denied us, taken away from us. So there are this inherent need to be powerful that our strategy needs to tap into to unite us.